Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about legacy. I've heard so much about it. People think about legacy. Well, there's monetarily, what are you leaving for your family and friends? What, you know, what's your legacy? And you've heard me say many times, because it's part of the Play Big Movement, it's just being number one in your field, living your legacy and creating maximum impact. So when I talk about legacy, I think you create it each and every day with every heart you touch. But legacy is something a lot of people are thinking about because it's been a crazy year. A lot of things happening, a lot of things we realize are not in our control. And you say, okay, what? How do I want to live? How do I want to leave this earth? I still remember a time way back when, it was right around 9/11. I was actually in China and I was asked to speak there. So I had an interpreter. So I was in a room full of people that didn't speak English. And I finished my presentation and then there was a Q&A. And the young man stood up and asked me a question and the room started booing him. And I thought, oh my gosh, whoa. And my interpreter, who happened to be my dear friend, Ray Duan, said, Sharon, you need to answer the question. And I said, well, what was it? And he said, well, the room feels that it was very rude of him to ask this question to you. I was the only Western woman in the room. And I said, well, what was the question? He said, he asked you what you thought the meaning of life was. And so the room kind of felt that that was a rude question. And I sat there and I go, well, I don't mind answering that. And so I looked at the young man and I said, I believe the meaning of life to me is that when I depart this plane, that I would want people to believe that their life was better for having known me. I ended up getting a standing ovation and the young man sheepishly sat down, but it really was heart-centered. And it was also tying back into how I was raised. My dad would ask me each night, Sharon, have you added value to someone's life today? And I think that's where it came from. Our legacy is the people that we touch, but it's also the stories that you leave behind. That's what I really wanted to bring up on today's podcast. And actually, I'm getting a little emotional. I don't know why, but I am. Mike and I actually attended a memorial service, a funeral for someone we cared about yesterday. So maybe that's why. Because we listened to the stories from his grandchildren, from his good friends, from his family. And yes, he left billions of dollars behind, but his legacy was in those hearts, the people that talked about him. So I want to ask you, what are the stories that you're creating that will become your legacy? I think about when my oldest son was like 10, 11, 12, and we spent Easter in Chicago in a hotel. We hid Easter eggs. And he got mad because the egg that it was empty, he gave away and got one that had candy. And then he found out that it was money and he was even madder. But those stories live on. And his value of contribution is so strong today. And understanding that don't judge things by the cover or by the emptiness in the egg. But what is your... And then... Last year, we took our grandson to Florida, Mike and I, just the three of us, and my sister joined us. We had an incredible few days creating memories. And then taking our granddaughter to the beach, or taking her to Disney at 2 and 3 years old. those are memories that your family will hold on to. And so thinking about, there was a quote by Billy Graham, the greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Just think about that. A legacy of character and faith. So ask yourself your legacy. What legacy are you leaving behind? Shannon Alder said, carve your name on hearts, not tombstones. Woo, that gave me goosebumps. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. When we get together with friends, we laugh, we think about things that happened behind us, you know, together in the past. And I will share very, you know, for me, losing our son 8.5 years ago, his legacy was shared by the stories I got from his friends that I didn't know about. And so I cherish those stories. And yes, I'm getting emotional, but that's okay, because I want you to know it's important to share those stories, share those memories, because I hold those so close to my heart. Not only my memories and my stories of growing up, but the stories that were shared by the people in his life. No one creates your legacy but you. I remember when I left Rich Dad, I thought Rich Dad was my legacy. Having written 15 books, building the company around the world, but somebody upstairs said, no, that's not your legacy. There's more for you to do. And your legacy is not just about what work you do, what your business does. It's about your family and your friends and the stories that you share. Gary Vaynerchuk says, please think about your legacy because you are writing it every single day. And even Jesus talks about legacy. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. What is the legacy you're creating today? It doesn't have to be when you're gone. What memories are you creating? Right now, we're dealing with my experience being in assisted living. And we're going to see them. And we sit and share stories. And they share stories about their life. And that imprint on our heart is what we carry. When we influence people every single day by what we say and what we do. Also by what you share, what you write, and what you create. And that influence adds up because that influence is legacy. So I want to challenge you to think about what legacy you're creating today. What experience are you creating today? What story are you creating today? And let's use that power that we have of choice. How we're choosing to invest our time, how we're choosing to use our lives for the good of others, as well as our families. And what heart have we touched today? What heart can we touch today? And what can we leave behind? You know, books give a tangible presentation of who you are and what you believe. But photographs, experiences, you know, during holiday times, I often talk about is the experience, not the expense that counts. Experience is what creates your legacy. So my challenge for you today is to take a few moments and think about your legacy. What is your legacy? What do you want it to be? You know, Peter Stropel said, legacy is not leaving something for someone else. It's leaving something in them. Wow. Adding value to someone's life is you creating an experience, creating the story. What stories are you creating? Even simple ones, like spending a few days on the beach with your family, where your children beat you at cards. Those stories live on. So create your legacy today. Create a new story, a new experience. And I know you will, because you're fabulous. I say that at the end of each of my ATMs every day. Abundance tips and mentorship, but I truly believe that. And thank you so much for listening to this segment, the Play Big Movement podcast. I love you all. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.